Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Cates Carney. A young company in Columbia Falls is finding success developing a new construction material, and they've just received a federal grant to push that success to the next stage. Earlier this month, SmartLam Technologies in Columbia Falls received a $250,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's the most recent of the numerous grants awarded to the company since it was created in 2012. These funding boosts are keeping SmartLam in the black as they develop the increasingly popular material of cross-laminated timber, known as CLT. Inside the SmartLam plant, employees are stacking 2x8 boards of lumber in the plant's clamshell-like presses. Most of the wood comes from within 200 miles of Columbia Falls. Basically, cross-laminated timber is plywood on steroids. Replace the thin layers of wood veneer and standard plywood with huge planks of lumber, glue them together under 2,700 pounds of pressure, and you have CLT. The finished product looks like a slab of layered crisscrossing wood, about the size of a wall. It's super strong because of the layers of interlocking wood. Because of the strength of CLT, SmartLam hopes its product will eventually replace other, less renewable materials in the building of homes and other structures. Casey Malmquist, SmartLam's general manager, points to a sliding truck that starts dripping goo over the boards.
The glue trolley sits in between them and shuttles back and forth between the two presses. The adhesives are a very specialized adhesive. When applied properly, is actually stronger than the wood grain itself. So if that mat were to be put in a condition where it failed, the wood fiber would come apart before the glue face would come apart.
In Europe, CLT has already been used to construct multi-story buildings.
I mean, what's really exciting about this is something that's going to have a very positive effect on the environment and, you know, really is going to transform how we do construction in the U.S.
American Plywood Association President Ed Elias says the frequency of substituting wood for steel and concrete is growing.
And plus, it's a carbon sink from the context of sort of the concerns on climate change and global warming. We now have a renewable resource that could fill that void that would be addressed if you start to look at the life cycle costs, for example, of concrete, steel versus wood products. So we're starting to see this real attraction of using CLT.
The American Plywood Association will need to give SmartLam's product a stamp of regulatory approval before the local company grows into a larger construction resource. SmartLam's Malmquist expects that to happen within 6 months. SmartLam is the only company in the U.S. making CLT, and in 10 years, Malmquist expects CLT to drive the way people build. As of this year, CLT was included in the International Building Code. In Europe, CLT has been growing in popularity for the past 25 years. In the U.S., CLT is just getting started. The USDA grant awarded through the Forest Service aims at promoting wood products and mass timber. Malmquist says the grant was absolutely necessary for the growth of the company.
Getting a company into the black is a challenge. I mean, we've been successful in the sense that we're still here, we're still operating. But, you know, clearly new businesses, small businesses can use that kind of support. I mean, we're venturing off into an area that is untested here in the U.S.
SmartLam is in the planning stage of a new 120-acre plant in Columbia Falls Industrial Park. It has around a $25 million price tag. Malmquist says SmartLam is still exploring financial options. In the Flathead, I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.